Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I think heaven is? I think heaven is you. You know that? Listen. A place where I can find
Guest is Rick Ward. He's a songwriter, producer, and lead guitarist of the Ohio Players. Rick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Rick, how you doing tonight? Thank you so much for joining me.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, I want to thank you so much for taking time out to talk with me tonight. Because every time I turn around, you guys are traveling to a different state performing. So I just want to tell you, I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be with us.
No problem.
So let me ask you, Rick, how long have you been in this music game, and how did you get started?
Well, I've been in the music game for probably about 30, almost 40 years.
Wow.
And
wow.
I started playing when I was like 13.
Really?
In local groups. And
mm-hmm.
And in high school, you know, I played football. I went mm-hmm. to college on a football scholarship to study music.
Wow.
And so my second year of college, I went on a tour and I came back. My father, I'm a preacher's son.
Oh, okay.
And my father was furious until I showed him my paycheck. And he said, when we leave.
He wasn't having that. Saw the money.
Yes.
Show me the money, right, Rick? Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
So it was just in you. You said you got started at 13 years old?
Yes. My father was a singer. My uncles played guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I came from a musical background and family. So, yes,
mm-hmm.
it's been there.
So that was just second nature for you to just follow their lead.
Yes.
Wow. And you said you did train professionally for it, so you read music and everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So when you got started back then, 13 years old, and then you said you went to school for it, what happened when you got out of school? And that's funny. You said you went on a football scholarship. And you studied music on that football scholarship?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
They didn't like it, but I did.
You did.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, the school I went to, you know, back in them days, I was the first black quarterback that they ever recruited to that school. So.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
It was you know, touch and go anyway, but like
mm-hmm.
like I said, I already knew what I wanted to do. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, back then, you know, wasn't a lot of black quarterbacks in the pros, and I wasn't trying to go pro. You know, music was my passion. But I've seen a way to get a free education, so, you know, I jumped on it.
Right. Whatever you got to do to make it work, that's smart. Wow. So when you got out of school, you know, was it what happened then? How old were you, and what happened when you got out?
Well, I stayed in school for 2 years, and I met some guys, and we went out and toured, and like I said, I started making money, and I was like, you know, I can always finish this degree thing. So I started touring, and the group I was with, we got signed to Atlantic Cotillion Records.
Okay.
And we toured. Yeah, we toured. We opened for Frankie Beverly Inc., Cameo, Confunction, you know, all the groups that were back in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s.
And, wow.
And then just like most of these groups, you know, when money started flowing, people's attitudes started changing.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can imagine. In the group, me and one of the other, the keyboard player, were doing most of all the writing. And they wanted us to put everybody's name on the product, you know, and we like, y'all didn't help write it, so.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So that became a problem. You know, we would do some things with management, and you know how the story goes.
Right, right. Wow.
So the group ended up breaking up, and we had moved from Ohio to Alabama. And so the group, they basically stayed together and came back home and became a local group. But I stayed in Alabama and started touring on the blues circuit.
Oh, okay. Now,
I did that for
how long?
Maybe almost 10 years. Almost 10 years. Yeah.
Now, and I remember reading that you worked with Bobby Blue Bland some. Was that when?
Yes.
Wow. Man. So did you tour with him too, or did you work with him in the studio, or how did that go?
No, just to tour it.
Tour it? Okay. All right. So you know it, and it's so funny, Rick. The world is so small. I've gone to see Bobby Blue Band so many times, like when he toured around when I was much younger. I probably saw you, didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Wow.
After that, I met a guy named Robert Thomas, and we became friends. And I moved to Atlanta, started a lawn care service, and his son was Speech from Arrested Development.
Oh, my goodness. So that's how you met Speech.
Right. And,
wow.
He was auditioning guys to play in the band. And I kept telling his father, because I wasn't a hip-hop cat at all.
Right.
And I kept telling his father, don't tell your son I play the guitar.
You didn't want any parts of it.
No, I didn't want any part of hip-hop.
Oh,
but it ended up I did start playing for him. And played with him probably from the mid-90s till like 2000, and I think. Last show I did with him probably was in 2007, something like that.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were with the rest of Development that long.
Yeah, I was with him.
Oh, okay.
When he did his solo projects.
Mm-hmm.
We co-wrote a lot of songs together.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
And
so you
were down here in Atlanta all that time, right?
Yes. I was there.
Wow. And you said that was like up until around 2007. So then when did you make that transition and move back to Ohio?
Well, I moved. I was living in Alabama before I moved to Atlanta. And I would
mm-hmm.
like ping pong between Atlanta and Huntsville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then my mother just turned 95.
Oh wow!
So I made the decision to move back to Ohio to be around her.
Right.
But in that process, my best friend, who plays with the Ohio Players,
mm-hmm.
you know, called me one day and was like, "I need you to come play with us." And I was like, when we gonna rehearse? He was like, ain't no rehearse. We got to go to Detroit. So the first show I ever done with him, I never rehearsed with the band and nothing. But I grew up, you know,
my
so
God.
I knew the music.
So you just went and just played by ear, just like, come on, let's go. And then you just did it that same day, that same trip.
Yeah.
Wow. So when he had you play with them, did you know that that was going to be like your permanent gig, or did you think that it was just like, okay, I'm just filling in right now because they need me?
No, I pretty much, you know, I wanted that, you know, because
mm-hmm.
to me they were a very iconic group. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
as far as funk, you know, they are
right.
the original funk masters as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. Definitely. That's what everybody says. Everybody knows that. That's a fact. Right. So you just knew already that was a blessing to play with them.
Yeah, was just.
Mm-hmm. And you said that was back in
2007. I've had other offers to play with other people, but
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna ride this boat. I'm gonna ride this boat.
Mm. And you had other offers before the Ohio Players offers?
Yeah. Well, you know, before then, I did a lot of freelance stuff anyway.
Right. Because I was seeing you worked with Brian McKnight when he first got started.
Yeah, matter of fact, the demo that he took to Warner Brothers that got him the deal,
mm-hmm.
I did a lot of guitar work on.
So
I knew him when he was in college.
Wow. Man. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's because I think, as a matter of fact, on his very first album, I did one
mm-hmm.
or two tracks I played on.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And who else have you worked with? Man, so far you have worked with so many legendary people. Bobby Blue Bland, Brian McKnight.
Yeah,
man.
I mean,
Ohio Players.
That's it. You know, I didn't tour. You
mm-hmm.
know, I played on the stage with Hootie and the Blowfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, groups
wow.
like, you know, people. But, you know, it's part of the
mm-hmm.
job.
Right. You just, you know, it's so funny. It's like you're just so cool and laid back about it, Rick. You're like, yeah, you know, it's just what I do. But let me ask you this: How does like your friends and family, you know, take it that you're first of all you within yourself, you're legendary within yourself. How do they take it that you're part of a legendary band and you know you're part of history basically, you know? Do you fully grasp that?
Do I fully grasp it?
Yeah, do they, you know, how do they take it?
Oh,
that,
yeah,
you know?
Because this is all I ever did. You know what I'm saying?
So that's like second nature.
And they're so used to me being around this person and mm-hmm. that person. So it's, you mm-hmm. know, it's not new.
Right.
You know, it ain't like this. This is my first major act I ever played with. Yeah.
Right, right. The reason I ask that is because, you know, so many people that I've met and know, you, like out of so many people, you're just so laid back and so cool, you know, whereas other people, whether they just got started or been in the industry for a while, you know, their head is a little swollen and they have all these airs about them. But you're just like the opposite. You're just like real cool, laid back, and just like I said, like it's second nature to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's
you know,
really nice.
There ain't nothing to be arrogant about, you know. To me, it's a job. It's a job. And the thing, the difference is, you know, the way I explain it to people, the difference between me, my job and per se an ordinary person's job is I love to go to work.
Mm-hmm,
you know, you'll never
mm-hmm.
hear me say I hate I got to get up and go to work today.
Right, right, exactly. And now I know you guys were really busy this past summer, the Ohio Players. I mean, I think I missed you twice when you came to Georgia twice, right, this past summer?
Yeah, we were in Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
then
they
did the fair down in Perry.
Wow. I wish I had seen you guys. Now, when where else have you traveled?
Where else?
yeah, I mean, I know you're all over.
Yeah,
majority
of the time we stayed out on the mm-hmm. West Coast. We from
uh-huh.
Seattle down to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland, San Francisco,
wow.
Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
We Vegas. I think we did like 3 or 4 times this year. Iowa,
mm-hmm.
Detroit, Chicago, New York. We did BB King's in New York. And
wow.
We did
so
a lot of. Of like Vegas type gigs this year too,
mm-hmm.
casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, and out of all those places that you've traveled, what was I gonna say? Not all the places, but out of all those places that you travel, do you have like a set songs that you do, or do you guys switch it up, or how do you do that? Because you guys have
no,
so
it,
many
it, it
hits.
Depends because when we're like the only group on the show, then we do all our songs, all the major.
Wow,
hits.
Wow.
Now sometimes we
that.
do the Legends of Funk tour with
mm-hmm.
The Barcades and Cameo and Lakeside.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, you know, the time is cut a little shorter. We don't
mm-hmm.
get as much time. So we'll stick to the major, major hits, you know, if we only doing like
right.
a 50-minute show, 40-minute show, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to do all the major hits whenever
wow.
we play. You know, it just
mm-hmm.
when we're the only group on the show, you get a lot more, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot more songs than if we
right.
play it with somebody else.
Right. Speaking of songs, I'm just going to play a quick song, and then I'll come back and just ask you a few more questions. I won't hold you too much longer, but I just want to get a few more questions in. We got Rick Ward on tonight. He's the lead guitarist for the Ohio Players. He's a songwriter and a producer. We'll be right back, okay?
Yeah.
Mr. Rick Ward is my special guest tonight on Conversations with a Black Man, and he is the lead guitarist of the Ohio Players. He's also a songwriter and a producer. Rick, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. Now, I do have a caller, and they did press number one because I think they want to ask you a question. So, caller, just to be sure, it looks like you want to ask a question. I'm going to go ahead and click them in. Are you ready for your caller, Rick?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, caller, you are live on the air with Racine Ties and Rick Ward. How you doing tonight?
All right, how you doing, Racine?
I'm doing great. And who is this calling? It sounds like somebody I know.
This is Terrence.
Hey, Terrence, how you doing? Hey, Terrence. What's that?
Hey. How you doing?
You're on live with Rick.
Yeah, I know Rick. Did a couple of shows with Rick up in at Tangiers in Akron, Ohio, and
Riverdale.
Yeah, I know Rick real good. Diamond, I work for the group. Me and Ricky Mack.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you remember Terrence Smith, Rick? Because it's a small world, because we were talking about mutual friends and all that. How long ago was that, Terrence?
Well, we was there 10 years. I think, Rick, it was about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And Riverdale.
Yeah,
when I first got with the group, because I've been with them for 3 years now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
wow. Man, so maybe you could work some of your magic, Terrence, and get them down here in Georgia again.
Well, yeah, that'll be good, you know.
Hey.
I haven't talked to Diamond in a while. I haven't talked to Diamond. Diamond doing okay, Rick?
Yes, everybody is doing great, man.
That's great. That is great, man. You a bad guitar player, man.
Thank you. I so appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, and Terrence, I know that you work with some people in the industry too. We're gonna actually have Terrence on really soon, Rick, because of some of the artists that he's working with. Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling in, Terrence.
Sure. I guess I'll talk to you guys later. Hey, Rick, you hold them down, and I'll tell everybody that you say hello.
Okay. That'll work.
All righty, then. You take care now.
Okay, cool. Thanks for supporting, Terrence. Have a great night.
All the time.
Okay, you got fans everywhere, Rick.
Yeah, but like I said, I lived in Atlanta for a long time, and I played around there a lot, too. So,
right.
I know a lot of musicians from there.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, okay, Rick, because I know you said, years ago before you started working with Speech, you didn't want to have, too much to do with the hip-hop and everything. Let me ask you, what do you feel or how do you feel about the music that's out today compared to music years ago?
As far as hip-hop music or music, period?
Music in general, artists entering into the field, how they view music and how they view the music business, just music in general. What changes do you see in the industry?
Music in general, to me now, is so watered down and substanceless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't nobody do loud music no more. You know, music with substance. You know, and it's like mainstream artists. You know, it's like you're stuck in this capsule, and you have to do this kind of music in order to even get played. a lot of independent artists, you're not getting no radio play nowadays.
Yeah.
So a lot
yeah,
of independent artists, if they're not out here working their tail off, you know, they're not getting it until mainstream radio just ain't playing it.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't booty shaking, and, you know, same thing with hip hop. You know, I had learned to love it because I with being with Speech, I got to be around a lot of different artists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they gained my respect because, you know, even though they sampled a lot of stuff, they made it a true art form, and they were talking about something.
Mhm. Mhm.
You know,
right.
Not just popping bottles and shooting people. You know, a lot of them talked about community issues.
Mhm.
You know, love. But now,
right.
It's, you know, the
they
music
just put
business,
their spin on it.
Right. Right.
Right.
It's so one sided now.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you this, Rick. If you say that you had to start all over now in 2016 with music the way that it is now, would you do it all over again?
Yeah, as a jazz artist, because that would be the only way I could openly share myself, you know, without having to be in a pocket that everybody else is in. It's like you can't have your own voice nowadays.
Right.
You got to stick to that standard that they got out there right now.
Yeah, it's like if you're an artist, it seems like, you know, I'm not saying everybody, but it seems like they're saying, okay, well, if you want this airtime, if you want to be played, you got to make these compromises, and then we might do a little something for you.
Yeah, we might.
Yeah. That's what it seems like, you know. But that's interesting. You said you would do jazz.
Yeah.
And
today that would be the only way that I could express myself.
Mm-hmm.
Myself. You know what I'm saying? Without having to doing the same thing everybody else does.
Right. Do you still write, Rick?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the process because, you know, the Ohio Players, we're working on a project now. We're going to come out with a new CD this in 17.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. You said when?
2017.
Okay. Wow, that sounds cool. All right, I'm looking forward to that. I know a lot of people would be surprised and happy to hear that, too. Wow. Out of all the places that you've traveled, Rick, where are some of the most interesting places that you've traveled being a musician?
That I like.
Mm-hmm.
Probably would be Australia.
Wow.
Would be my first.
Mm-hmm.
And then China and Japan.
Mm.
But, you know, it's just European because it's like overseas they appreciate the music a lot more than our people appreciate us.
And, you know, I've heard that before too, Rick. I've heard that, you know, when you go overseas, even though they speak a different language, they know every word to the song.
Yes.
You know, I've heard that before.
If they are a fan of yours, they know your music. They know your music.
Wow. That's interesting. That's cool to know, too. Now, let me ask you this. What advice would you give to new musicians that are entering the scene? You know, I know that you said yourself, the only way that you feel you would be able to express yourself is if you played jazz. But what advice would you give to a new musician who, you know, just wants to be heard and wants to get noticed? Because I know the industry has changed a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you have to stick with it. I mean, you got to get in there and grind, and you got to stick with it. I mean, you can't let nothing deter you from, you know, what you want to do. I mean, you know, because for every door that they close on you, somebody going to open one somewhere.
That's true. I believe that. That's true. Right. And what advice would you give to them concerning, because I do a Money 101 show too, and it came up a little bit. As a matter of fact, Terrence was my guest. What advice would you give to musicians who are in the industry as far as, like, their money is concerned? Because I know it's not like a regular type of paycheck, you know, unless you've been in the game for years, but what advice do you give to somebody coming up in the industry when it comes to money?
Make your own, you know, because I tell a lot of these, me and Billy Beck from the Ohio Player do some seminars for school kids.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I tell them that, first of all, you got to learn the business. And, you know, they'll shower you with, you know, like, I give you $100,000 advance, or, you know. But they don't realize that everything that they give you, they want that back. There's nothing free in this game.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, everything that glitters ain't gold. So, you know, they offer it to you. But you didn't have nothing when you came in there. So you can wait.
Right.
Make your own money. Then you ain't got to pay it back. You don't need no brand new car. You don't need no $100,000 house. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, that, and to me, and I, you know, and then I tell them the same thing with the athletes nowadays. You know, they be saying, these young kids get all this, get all this money and they get in trouble, but then nobody teach them how to manage that. You know, if you think you're taking most of these kids out the ghetto, then you giving them millions of dollars. And they ain't never had no money like that. So everything that they dreamed about doing, they going to do it. Or they going to try to do it.
Right. You know, and do it fast, too.
Right. And it's going to cause trouble.
Right. That's so true. Wow. Man.
Something you got to be careful who you let around you, too.
Right.
Everybody in this business ain't your friend.
Exactly. I've seen it even on a much smaller scale where people will say things, but they just saying it to get where they want to go and use you just to get what they want to get done.
For a small percentage. It's always a small percentage.
Exactly. Is there anyone that you haven't worked with, Rick, that you say, well, one day if I had the chance, I would like to work with that particular musician or singer or producer?
Well, there's a few, but Stevie Wonder would probably be my ultimate.
Wow. That would be nice. That would be a nice collab, because I wish I could have downloaded some of the clips I saw of you, like, freestyling and playing on YouTube, Rick. And you just going off on some of those things. I was like, okay, I need to get a little clip of that. But that would be a nice collaboration if you with Stevie Wonder. And out of all the people that you worked with, was there anyone that stood out in your mind in particular?
No, everybody I've worked with. I mean, you know, everybody is individuals, you know. So, and, you know, I don't put nobody before nobody. You do what you do. And, you know, my philosophy to the young kids is, can't nobody beat you being you.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, regardless where you at, you
right.
know, as a person, you know, mm-hmm. can't nobody outdo you doing you. So, you know,
right.
a lot of kids get discouraged because they hear cats and they be like, man, I wish I could play like that. Okay, that means, mm-hmm. that just means you got to work a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
Some
mm-hmm.
people get it naturally, and some other people got to put in work. But,
right.
you know.
Exactly.
But I learn from everybody, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I
can't
that's, say.
That's right. Everybody's
I enjoy,
individual.
Right. And I enjoy doing it. So if I work with you, I enjoy working with you, regardless of where, what level you at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I love
cool.
doing this. I love create.
Right. I remember seeing something on, I think it was like your Facebook page, something that said something similar to music is not what I do, it's who I am.
Right.
Did I say that right? And so
yeah.
that's how you feel about it, huh?
Yes.
That's cool. Rick, I want to thank you so much for being my special guest tonight. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to just talk with me for a few minutes. I'm like honored that you know, set aside a few minutes to talk with us and to share your you know, advice and the history of how you got started and everything with us. I really appreciate you coming on tonight.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah, no doubt at all. I really, really want to thank Maxine Jones for giving me this platform to be able to spread my information and my interviews with people. You know, so shouts out to Maxine. But I'm not going to hold you, Rick. I'm going to, you know, just tell you thank you, thank you, thank you so much again. And hopefully we can get you on again very soon when you guys put out the new music. We'd love to have you guys. And then you do a project with, you said it's your best friend, right? The Rick, what is it, the Beck Ward project, is it called?
Yeah, me and Billy Beck, we have a project
okay.
called the Beck Ward Project, which we
mm-hmm.
do, you know, pretty much live. We do a lot of smooth jazz stuff. But on this project is like old R&B kind of
mm-hmm.
Ohio Players type stuff.
All right.
Yeah, so,
next time I have you on, maybe, you know, he can come on too, or anybody else that's on the Ohio Players. I'd love to have you guys. Anybody that wants to come, you're all invited. Let's put it like that.
All right, sweetie. All right.
Okay, you have a good night. Thank you so much again, Rick. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sweetie.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. So.
I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight. My special guest was Rick Ward. He's a lead guitarist. He's a songwriter,
you know,
producer. For the Ohio Players, but I also want to give a shout out, like I said, to Maxine Jones for giving me this platform. I want to also shout out some of my friends who are doing some amazing things in the community. Kelvin K. Chill Harris. He's founder of Feed the Hungry USA. They're doing amazing things trying to help homeless people get off of the street. Along with that is Michael A. Baskin of Baskin Law Group. He's partnering with Feed the Hungry and supporting them on their mission. So if, you know, I don't even want to hear another law firm unless it's Baskin Law Group, because they're doing things in the community to help you, whether you're being injured by a reckless driver or helping people in the community get off the street. So check those two individuals out. Check me out. I have a book called Success Looks Good on Me. You can find it on Amazon.com. You can find it on BarnesandNoble.com. I have a website called ThinkBlessed.com. Just check me out and see what I got going on. Check out my Don't Be Salty show, my Racine Ties Live, my Money 101. Just check me out. Whatever you do, just check me out. Thank you so much for joining me.
I will check you out next time on Racing Ties Live. Have a good night.